Oaks fans, welcome back to another episode of the Menlo Minutes. My name is Ryan Barnett, Sports Information Director here at Menlo College, here to take you through everything that happened this week in Menlo College athletics and what's going on next week as well. Starting off with the Menlo College women's basketball team. On Thursday night this week, Menlo College women's hoops dropped a heartbreaker to the red-hot Arizona Christian Firestorm, who came in having won 8 of their last contests in a row. The Oaks battled it out with the Firestorm, but eventually fell 77-75, despite having 4 players in double figures, including Shea Boley and Kiara Brown, who both came up with double-doubles. The Oaks were expected to play OUAZ on Saturday. However, due to COVID protocol within the Spirit program, OUAZ had to forfeit that contest, going down as a win for the women's basketball team. So they competed just once, did the Oaks this week. And they will be in action on the road this upcoming week, taking on first San Diego Christian on Thursday evening, and then on Saturday afternoon, battling it out with Hope International. Over to men's basketball, the Oaks took on the 8th-ranked Arizona Christian Firestorm and came up with a signature 67-66 victory. In that victory, there were late-game heroics from Harrison Bonner, who buried a game-winning three-pointer as time expired to give the Oaks their best win of the season. They followed that up with a matchup against the OUAZ Spirit on Saturday, falling in an offensive shootout 89-81. The Oaks had 3 players score in double figures in the OUAZ loss, led by Corey Leopepe with 21. Behind him, Jake Tranter, 18 points, 8 rebounds, and Parker Haven with 15 points. Up next for the men's squad as well are San Diego Christian on Thursday evening on the road and Hope International on Saturday afternoon. Over to women's wrestling, the Oaks traveled to York, Nebraska to take part in both the York College Duels and the York College Open Tournament. In the duel portion, the Oaks took first place in the 3-team round robin duel tournament. The Oaks outscored their opponents there 86-8, a truly dominant performance as the Oaks downed both York College and Lyon College on Friday. Into Saturday, the Oaks took part in the York Open Tournament portion, with 4 Oaks taking home first place in their brackets. At 116, Aleda Martinez got it started, followed by Alana Vivas at 123. Nenea Estrella, in her debut at 130, earning her Cascade Collegiate Conference Wrestler of the Week honors, and Louisa Schwab at 136. Menlo College Women's Wrestling will next wrestle at home in a duel against Southern Oregon that will be senior night on January 28th. Men's Wrestling, after some rescheduling, ended up dueling a good Colorado State Pueblo program at San Francisco State, a neutral site duel. The Oaks really were on their game that day, downing CSU Pueblo 34-3 and winning 9 of 10 weight classes. Really an impressive showing for Coach Joey Martinez's program. And men's wrestling will next be at the Missouri Valley Invitational. That will be this week on Friday and Saturday. The first invitational the Oaks are wrestling at, so there will be team scores. We'll see how the Oaks place in this tournament of 50 different teams in what's considered to be a preview for the NAIA National Tournament. Finally, wrapping things up, Menlo College men's volleyball opened up their season at Slug Slam, hosted by UC Santa Cruz. And the Oaks were dominant in the tournament, downing both Cal Lutheran and Stevenson, two very solid D3 programs, both in straight sets. Conrad Stoklasinski was named MVP of the tournament, while Chase Dorito was named to the all-tournament team. And Menlo College men's volleyball will next be in action at home for the Oak Invitational, where they will take on Simpson University, Campbellsville University, UC Merced, and Benedictine University Mesa. That'll wrap it up for our episode of the Menlo Minutes. On behalf of my producer, Henry Zatterine, this is Ryan Barnett signing off. Thanks so much for tuning in, and go Oaks!